The Bexar County Appraisal District has received about 70,000 appraisal protests so far and is expecting a total of 100,000, about the same number as last year. TPR's Louisa Jonas has more.
The protest deadline was May 31st, but the appraisal is still processing those that were sent by mail. Mike Amasquita is the chief appraiser. He says if homeowners aren't keeping up with real estate transactions in their neighborhoods, they may not know what their homes are actually worth.
They may have bought their home for $100,000, and you know that was 10 or 12 years ago, and now they're in a neighborhood that's selling at $300,000. Or if they haven't recently refinanced. There's a lot of people who actually own their homes outright here in San Antonio, and they may not have any reason to be actively engaged in the real estate market.
Amasquita says 80% of the protests in the past have been settled informally by meetings between taxpayers and staff, leaving 20% going to a formal hearing.
Come in prepared to discuss the value, not to argue. My staff is fully engaged and willing to make changes if it's needed. The best way to do that is for the property owner to bring in as much evidence that we may or may not have on their property.
Amasquita says taxpayers who protest receive an evidence packet during the meeting containing sales information explaining how a property has been valued. Louisa Jonas, Texas Public Radio News.